Welcome back to this week at WIC. Okay, Eugene, I'm trying to be more energetic here. I listened to the last episode and I sounded like a dying goat. I was just like... So, hey guys, welcome back to episode 7 of This Week at WIC. My name is Sun Kim.
And I'm Eugene.
Eugene, you got to be more cheerful.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! Okay.
I'm not dying goat right now, I feel like.
Okay. Some of y'all might be wondering, why isn't Sun Kim on OE? Well, I sadly got an injury and I also need to go somewhere doing OE. I'm so sad. For those of you who want to get updates on OE, check out Instagram, Chadwick International OE, where you can see the grade 11s having a great time on their outdoor education. Obviously, it's raining, but... you know, that's outdoor education. I think they were staying at a temple and it looked really cool. So, I mean, honestly, I hope I was on OE. Like, I miss the instructors like Patrick, Alex, Ari.
I had none of those.
You weren't even there.
The instructors are the same.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Sharon? Was there a Sharon?
I don't know.
Okay, I'm sorry, but... Just so you know, I really miss OE. I really want to go there. Okay, then should we just go on to our first segment, Casual Talks
with the co-host?
So today we're taking a different direction on Casual Talks with a co-host. We're actually going to talk about what's happening to us. Not about the summatives, not about what's happening at this school. We're going to talk about the students and the administration. So I think in our first episode or second episode, we had something about wellness and we were kind of not neutral in talking about the school policies and the administration. I think for Casual Talks with the co-host, it's a great chance for us to express some ongoing concerns between the relationships between the student and the administration. To put in easy words, our actual wellness, like how are we going to survive in Chadwick and how is... the upper school office is going to help us in doing that. So, actually, one of our sound technicians brought up the issue of we as students want to act like adults, but the school is treating us like children. What do you think about this?
So, I feel like adults in general and grown-ups in general, they want us like as teenagers to act in a certain way and act very mature and very mature.
I mean, I know that this isn't really like an easy topic that we did last time with AirPods.
Yeah, like very mature. But then the reality is that if we act that way, if the response they give us back is not the response that they should have been giving us. I don't know how to explain it.
I mean, I would say that some of the people of our school, we want to be like adults, but then I don't know if it's the environment or the administration, but some of us don't even know how to go to Seoul. Some of us don't even know how to use the public transportation. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess like we can see that like this, students are actively sometimes wanting to become adults. Like, mm-hmm. We want to do what adults do. Like, we want to be independent. We want to buy our own stuff, right? We want to, like, we don't want to ask our moms every day, like, Mom, can I buy a sweatshirt? Mom, can I buy this or that? We want to have our own bank account. But other than that, like, in our school, for example, I think our school has... our students have a lot of complaints. There hasn't been like a very big change in the administration on how we deal things. For example, we have student wellness that we're talking about, in which because we're now like in DP especially, mm-hmm. we don't, the teachers really like shouldn't care, in my opinion, mm-hmm. if you do your homework or not, if you like complete this formative
True.
Assessment or not.
It's the students. Like if the student does the homework, then it's good for the students, and if they don't, it's bad for the students.
And because then like if you go to college, no one will care.
Yeah, exactly.
But then
it's their responsibility, not the teachers.
But then some I mean, the school has actively like advertised like no homework policy. Yes, that is true. But then there are some teachers who are just like, well, it's not homework, but you are highly, 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 highly encouraged, recommended to do this, answer these set of questions or do things like this. And then obviously we want to be independent, but I think the administration isn't really trusting us enough. I guess we're still teenagers, yes, but I think to have like a more of a natural integration to the adult society, that for me, it's about, and it's in 2 years, it's coming up. I think we need to be like more independent. But also to think about it, we have a lot of complaints, right?
Mm-hmm.
We have complaints about like the food's bad today.
Yeah.
The something's bad today. This teacher's bad. That teacher's what? This summative was hard. Like we can't sleep, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then to think about it, do we actually tell the school about what we're complaining about? Okay, so that was a hard topic. Now, let's go on to something more fun, I guess. We're going to talk about our upcoming events.
Woohoo!
On September 30th, we have guest speaker, author Roger Shepherd, speaking during our assembly.
So Roger Shepherd will speak about sense of place in Korea, including the fundamental connection between humans and nature, and specifically how it transcends the most armed border in the world,
mm-hmm.
which like kind of basically about North Korea and South Korea.
Oh, okay. Well, next we have Foundation Day on October 3rd, which means we don't have school. Well, this is not really good news for me or Eugene, because 2 days later, on October 5th, we have
SATs. Wow, very...
Let's not talk about that. Yeah. Okay, let's talk about college visits. On October 1st, we have Pepperdine University.
On October 2nd, we have American University.
Griffith University.
Colgate University.
Haverford University.
Bowdoin University.
And Vassar University.
And Grace College.
On October 4th, we're going to have University of St. Andrews visiting us. Now let's move on to birthdays. For
grade 9, we have JK and DP.
For, oh god, DP sounds very bad because IB diploma.
We kind of make jokes sometimes.
I'm
about
sick
it.
Of hearing the two words IB and DP. But anyways, happy birthday. Grade 10, we have John and Alex.
Grade 11, we have Jiwon, Anna, and Christopher. Happy birthday!
And that will be it for this week's episode of TWOW. Visit our website, tanya.cc-wikthisweek. Also, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at wikthisweek. If you want to be involved or become a club member, please do. Please send us an email, songdo-thisweek@chadwickschool.org. And subscribe wherever you can get your podcasts on, including Spotify. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.